2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show. All right, everybody. Can you give your vacation a rating from 1 to 10?
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I'd say mine was a solid 9. I'd never been to Italy before. I've always wanted to go. And the great thing, if you travel internationally right now, nobody's there.
Yeah.
It was great. Like, we were walking around these little towns, the only people in the entire town. You go to any restaurant you want, nobody made a reservation. It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Can I say something about airports? I have not been to LaGuardia Airport in the longest time. I always avoid it. I try to go to Newark, whatever. I never go to JFK. It is gorgeous. I cannot believe what they have. A fountain in the middle of the airport that projects a movie or a video, and it's a whole music. I'm like, this is insane. And the stores, the shops, the restaurants.
So
I love it.
LaGuardia
it's awesome.
Is the butt of all the jokes. It had been for years until they did these billions of dollars of renovation on it.
Brand
Most
new, right?
people
yeah.
haven't seen
it's
LaGuardia
not finished
Airport.
Yet. It's not finished yet. But the part that I was in, we flew American. Oh my gosh.
Right.
It was gorgeous.
Yeah, it's the airport of the future.
Okay, who's next? Well, how was your vacation, Danielle?
I would give it a 9 as well. We went to Nashville. We had a mix of, a lot of sports, which is awesome, music, lights. We even went on a ghost tour. And I'm very lucky because my kids appreciate all types of music. So they loved it all. They even loved the Hall of Fame, which I didn't know if they'd really love it. They loved it. So I got to see Elvis Presley's, gold Cadillac that he actually put in a television into his Cadillac back in the day. And it's one of those old school TVs with the little antennas and everything. And they positioned it in the back of the car. But it was so cool to see. So we really, and Nashville has something for everyone. And it's very, they just really are so nice. Everybody was so nice. So we had a great time.
Well, and a sad ending to your vacation, though, with your husband Sheldon and England losing.
Yeah, we watched the Euro Cup semifinal at a pub in Nashville. We found a British pub in Nashville, and it was awesome because we won. And then we came home, and unfortunately yesterday, the Brits did not take it, and it was a very sad day in my house for them.
Is he in mourning right now? I mean, this is the equivalent of the Mets losing the World Series.
He did say he probably is going to be a little somber for a couple of days. One of my kids was crying. Because it's a big deal. They haven't won in a long time. And in his lifetime, he's never seen them win a big championship like that. And
that
for the country, it's just, we don't realize how huge soccer is in other parts of the world.
Sure.
And it really is insane. And so for him, it meant a lot.
Danielle,
so
I was kind of shocked, you being of Italian heritage, that you were not rooting for Italy on this.
So people were saying that to me online, and I have to say that my love for soccer came from my English side, from the Brit side, and it meant so much more to him than could ever mean for me. So I just wanted him to win. I just wanted him to win.
Danielle, what's the Euro Cup? Because I know the World Cup, obviously, but what's the Euro Cup specifically?
So it's all the European teams. It's all Brazil was in there. Was Brazil in there?
No, it would
Brazil's not part of Europe.
No. Argentina was, no. Wait a minute.
Nope.
Wait a minute. Spain.
Germany.
It was
France.
Right. So Spain, Germany,
Europe.
France, Italy. Right. So and then and I felt bad because which was the team that the guy collapsed on the field? Denmark. Right.
Yeah.
So I felt bad because we played Denmark in the semifinal, and I'm like, I feel guilty, wanting to beat them because of what happened. I hate that not everybody can win. I want everybody to win.
And well, then it's.
I know it's not
it's
that
not a
way,
sport,
but.
Then.
But I know, and yeah. I just then feel bad because when the other team starts crying, because to them it means the world as well. It just makes me.
It was so sad to watch the last kicker in the shootout for England miss and then start crying. I just wanted to give him a hug. I'm
know.
So sorry. I get it. I'm so sorry.
What an exciting game!
It was a great game, though.
Sorry, I'm late.
Hi.
Okay.
Forza Italia.
What?
Trying to pretend he's Italian right now.
Yeah.
I was asking Danielle. I think it's very honorable that her being Italian I didn't root for Italy to begin with in this, and she kind of, but she explained
she's not Italian. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Well, yeah, she's Italian American. Well, I'm Italian American. Hold on a second. I was rooting for Italy all the way.
Right, but you're not.
Who's your favorite player? Who's your favorite player on the team?
I don't have it's about the country of Italy.
I know, but Danielle explained that the reason that she likes soccer is from her husband, who is
very admirable.
So that makes
very unselfish.
And it can never mean as much to me as it would mean to him. And so for that reason alone, I want him to win.
Right. There you go.
Scary, are you a big Brooklyn Nets fan? You're from Brooklyn?
You know, oh my God.
No, because he's admirable.
Brody.
Yeah, he's admirable. Honorable.
That was a really cool thing that Danielle said.
I'm so glad I could join the fun.
No, have she just had a very heartfelt moment about how she,
those are very emotional games, you know, and it really, really makes me happy to watch the United States slowly becoming more and more passionately involved with football around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, have we talked about pooping in the ocean yet? Anyone?
No,
we're talking about vacations.
Come on, Nate.
We almost did it yesterday.
You almost pooped in the ocean?
Almost. Well, I was with my daughter, Cooper, and she's like, can we poop in the ocean? And I
said, no.
I said, you can pee in the ocean, but you really can't poop in the ocean. You should go to the bathroom for that.
Fish and whales do.
I know. I've always wanted to try it just to see what it feels like, but I feel like I'll get slapped in the face.
Please don't.
I feel like it would not feel wonderful at all.
You know what? By the way, you have to understand the size of fish poo.
Okay.
Is, it's like, you know.
But what about whale turds? They have to be huge.
Well, I know. Well, I know, but you're not swimming that close to whales. It's like have you seen manatee poo? You're in Florida, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, their poo is blob. I mean, it's like a blob.
Well, I mean, I swam it to a diaper yesterday, so what's the difference?
Oh, God! That Jersey Shore. Love that Jersey Shore.
Oh, wait, was Uncle Johnny at the shore?
Then the toupee comes floating by.
Gross.
Pieces of Uncle Johnny are floating.
I do know what Scotty's talking about, though, because the reason I didn't do the aqua launch is because I'm like...
Oh, my gosh.
If it sinks, I'm good. But if it just kind of like, bloop, like eye level,
do you really get away from it?
Yeah,
don't take
no
that
way.
Chance. I know, but you're out there with friends or your fiance,
no,
Heather.
It was just me and her, and I'm like, I kind of have to go. She's like, well, I'll turn the other way if you go.
Oh, so she was going to let you. That's
fine.
Yeah.
So, no, wait. That means it's going to wash up on shore?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or does it sink? No, it might sink.
No, that's why it's called a floater.
Don't gamble. Don't gamble.
They don't all float in the bowl. They don't all float in the ocean.
They can't.
Well, in the ocean, it's salt water, so I think they float in the ocean.
A little more buoyant.
Could be.
Oh my God.
Buoyant bowels.
So I didn't want to go.
You guys are really ruining the ocean for me.
Well, I'm glad I brought this up. We can move on to something else now. Hey, Brody, how are you? How was your time off?
I was great. It was great. I got to see
I saw the lighting you put up around your pool.
Oh, yeah. So my kids wanted it to be a little brighter at night. And so I bought LED lights and I put them around and they change color and they're on a remote. So
now, did you do it or did you have somebody else do it?
Dude, you know me. I'm too cheap to get someone else to do it. I do all my own stuff.
So Nate was having everybody rate their vacations. So, Brody, then what's your vacation rating?
I'm done, Scary.
No, that my question to you, Brody, was... What's your rating on your vacation?
He's not done talking
I wasn't
yet.
Done talking, but
he was talking
now
about
it's
his
a five. Apparently, it's a five. It's scary. Wasn't interested.
Well, no, back to your pool. Yeah, I thought it looked really good. I think you did a great job.
Thank you, Robert.
And you had that Brooklyn thing in there because it can change colors because that's such a because when we had our pool lights put in. Alex says, oh, no, we're not going to have just clear fucking lights. Well, I got to have like a light show going. I'm like, what is this? He said. It's what we do on Staten Island. We got colorful lights. Okay, we do it, and I'm glad we did. I mean, it looks good.
Well, I had to get a second set of colorful lights so that my kids can do TikTok videos because the colored blinking lights are in the videos.
Yeah.
Right.
Thing.
Scotty knows.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very important.
So did you have a nice – you had a nice time off?
I did. I had a very nice time off. Got to spend some time with my kids. My oldest daughter is home from – she was living in Chicago, so she's home. So I got to spend a lot of time with her and put lights up at the pool and enjoy my hot tub and pool that Scary will never go in. So it was good.
Never invited. Hey, Garrett, never. On a 1 to 10 scale, your vacation was a...
I'll go 8. 8, definitely
okay.
An 8.
Well, yeah. Why is there two
A lot of walking.
There?
Like I said, during the show, I went to Legoland, walked almost 12 miles, a lot of hills. So I, my legs are burning right now. So besides that, I got to visit my friend who runs an onion farm up in Warwick. Super interesting. And I learned something. And Brody, this falls right into your realm. He's get emails complaints from people saying they got bad onions and looking for more onions. So they'll buy his onions. Yeah. So people will buy onions from a store and then email them specifically saying, hey, I got a bad onion in the batch. I need a new one. So people email over one onion.
Oh, an onion. All right. Brody
That's
would.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So an 8 for you. What about you? Producer Sam, you were actually reluctant going on vacation because you're going to have to hang out with relatives you don't care about.
Yeah. And for that, I give it an 8. Like, okay. Lake Tahoe, beautiful. Family, incredibly stressful. All the sass. I was like shit talking family members while texting my mom the whole week. It was cathartic. And then Vegas was fun, but also really, like, you know, a lot going on, very stressful. So I give it an 8 because, one, there wasn't a lot of relaxation, which I do love on a vacation. And two, I didn't really get to have, like, a romantic time with William. He was with me in Reno and Lake Tahoe, but, you know, again, family. So good. That's where the 2 points are.
Didn't one of your family members ask him why you guys weren't married yet?
My
dear God.
Oh, God bless old people. Fucking Grandma Gladys, gotta love her.
Grandma Gladys
is
love her.
Next to him in the front seat because he's driving us around, and she just looks at him and goes, so why aren't you guys married yet? And William looks at me, and I just, like, give him the gesture, like, go ahead, kid. Have fun talking to Grandma. I'm afraid of her. I'm not going to do it. And, you know, he gave her a spiel, and she ends it with, because you're a really nice man, and she's a really nice woman, so okay.
That's just so rude.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I don't think it's rude when... I don't think Grandma Gladys is being rude. I just think Grandma Gladys is just being... blunt, because that's what
Grandma
they do.
Gladys. She's being Grandma Gladys, exactly, Gandhi.
We love Grandma Gladys.
Dude, my grandma used to buy me, like, you know, the top of the cake, the wedding cake. We weren't even engaged. She would buy me things. I was like, what, Grandma? This is for when you get, you know, eventually you're going to need this. I'm like,
I like
oh,
that.
My God.
She's... And by the way, anyone here wants to, you can use my reason you're not pregnant excuse. That's my favorite.
What?
Tell I've told you this a million times.
Oh, yes.
If Grandma says, how come you're not having my baby? Because he only likes to fuck me in the ass.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that.
She would say that to Grandma Gladys.
Yes.
It will shut them up. So a scale of 1 to 10, what about you, Gandhi?
Oh, I would say a 9 as well. The only reason I'm holding back a point is because I think that maybe there's a greatest vacation in the entire world, but it was really, really fun. And I'm so glad I got to spend that time with my boyfriend and my sister and her fiance. We had a ball. I would love to still be there, but it's nice to see you guys too.
I think you're edging on a 10, just saying.
Yeah, it was really, really great. And if it makes you feel better, Sam, I told you guys this. Every single DM I got was, when are we going to see the ring? This would be such a great
place. Were they from my grandma? Was it Gladys?
It was Gladys.
It was. Gladys sent me a few of those DMs.
All right, Danielle, I'm assuming you're going to say a 9 or a 10.
Oh, I already did. I said a 9. Because then I same thing like Gandhi. It's like, you know, there's always room for improvement for certain things.
But it was awesome.
But it really was, I mean, the absolute most amazing. I didn't think I was going to love Nashville as much as I did, and I just really did. Loved everything about it. So.
Senore Nate.
I said a 9.
Yeah, he started.
Did I miss this conversation?
Yes, only the first couple.
Okay. What would you rate yours, Elvis? Did you
say? A 10, by far, 10. 10
oh,
10,
I
10,
love
10,
that.
10.
Oh, that's so nice.
Oh, it was just.
You're so quick to answer
way.
It.
And you know, as far as relaxing goes, sometimes it takes me a little while to kind of wind down. Not at all. I was unwound by the time I got there.
Hell yeah.
I was unwound on the plane. But no.
It was really nice to follow all of your vacations because it genuinely looked like everyone was having a great time. Maybe some people were lying. I don't know. But it was awesome seeing all of you, like, smiling with your loved ones, getting hugs and kisses.
Oh,
I love
and
it.
Embarrassing your teenagers. Right. Oh, my God.
That's always so messed up. So messed up, Danielle.
Spencer, if you didn't see it on my Instagram, they had a willy warmer that was like, you know, it's a little wolf thing they put over your.
It's like a sweater for your wiener.
Yeah. And Sheldon announces in the store, Spencer, this is the one you were looking at. Why don't you just get it? I'm like, oh my gosh. I had a video. I had to tape the whole thing. It was so funny. Poor Spencer.
God, I'd be humiliated. So, Scotty B, what was your number?
I don't really have a number because we didn't go anywhere.
Well, you had time off.
Yeah.
I did have time off. You know, we went to the beach a couple of times and I did some gardening and some power washing and I hung some wallpaper and, you know, but we did go to the beach and, I guess it was a 7. It would have been nice to go somewhere, but, you know, the funds are low.
Right.
So
I can always tell when Alex arrives home. Because my thing says there's a new device on your internet.
So. Oh, yeah.
somewhere in this house. He's going to try to scare me. And scary, yours was a what?
I would say 8.5. I got around, you know? I went to Atlanta. I went to San Juan. I went to a bunch of places.
You
know,
did a lot. It was nice. You got a lot of mileage in there. And yeah, Froggy, yours was a...
I'm going to go with an 8.
There you go.
Only because there were so many people, it was crowded, and we tried to go to dinner at places, and there were 2.5-hour waits at every single place we went. It was insane.
Oh, my god!
It was insane.
You got to use Open Table.
No,
do they
Danielle,
have Open Table?
So get this. This one place starts serving dinner at 5 o'clock, and we don't want to eat dinner that early, but we wanted to go to this place, so we show up at 4:30. It's a 2.5-hour wait.
Oh, my god.
I'm like, could have called the concierge.
I got to go on the scary plan.
Like Scary does.
Yeah, you should have done the old scary concierge.
I'm not sure there's a 5-star hotel in Destin, Florida, but maybe there is. Maybe I didn't see it. Maybe there is.
Oh, Alex forgot his key. Hello, I'm at the door.
Oh,
well, just in time because we're up and we're out of time.
Well, I seem to be busy. All right. I love you guys. Peace out.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Love you. The 15-Minute Morning Show.